monitoring.
4HKX, last call on station, I missed your call.
KO4BWO.
KO4BWO.
Sir, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey Oscar.
Okay, I got it. Victor Whiskey Oscar, or Oscar. Never mind. This is Patrick on this end.
Thank you for the snow tonight.
As ready as I can get. There's nothing I can do to stop it, so might as well be. How about you?
Plenty of gas in the generator ready whenever the power goes out.
How are you located?
Simpsonville right now. Where are you located at?
I am in Penrose, North Carolina, just outside of Brevard.
That is the farthest I have ever talked to anyone on a handheld radio.
Pretty good on a handheld to go all the way to the repeater, because I'm only about 8 miles from the repeater right now.
Crazy. If I have a Yaesu F270D, what kind of radio do you have?
HKX. Right now I am talking to you on my FT991A.
TWO, that is a really nice radio.
So far, I've only had my license a little over a year now, getting close to a year and a half. So I'm still learning how to use all of it. How about you?
I just got my technician about a week ago. Actually, it was a week ago today that I tested it back.
Oh, so you just recently got your call sign also?
It hit the database Monday morning.
Congratulations. This is a pretty active repeater, and you've just missed a nightly net. It starts at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I was able to hit it. I was in the Lima through, I was in one of those. I forgot which one, but I was in the one I was supposed to be in.
Lima through Papa.
It is.
But I didn't know. I didn't listen to the net tonight. After I checked in, I kind of moved on to other things I was doing. So I didn't hear you. I just happened to be sitting here monitoring the repeater.
I hit the net on this repeater and then we dispersed back up. So I tried to do my call sign a little bit earlier, didn't get anyone. I switched to a different repeater. You were talking and they left, so then I switched back and set my call sign and you answered, so.
Like I say, this is a pretty active repeater throughout the day. There's lots of nice people to meet on here, lots of information to gain. I know they've helped me a lot along my journey. I've actually recently upgraded to my general, back in November.
Congratulations on getting your general. I'm actually studying for my general right now. My father is studying for his amateur extra.
You'll be able to make it for long. It's not terrible. Now, the amateur extra, that looks a little more intimidating.
Been studying for a couple months. He says it's been super hard because it's a lot more in-depth than any of them.
I've been studying on and off for mine since I got my general. So maybe one day I can get up there and get it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my general right now so then I can talk on my dad's bigger radio that can hit RF, HF band, sorry. So I'm studying and hopefully whenever he goes to the test, I can go and test with him.
I'm every third Saturday of the month at the Red Cross Center. If you want more information on that, KI4DOS will be a good one to find that out from.
I actually went and tested at a ice cream parlor. One of the guys' name that his wife owns it, his name is Rick. I think he has his extra. And so he's in Seneca, I believe. So a little ice cream parlor there, and they close it down in the morning so people can test there.
That wouldn't be the, was it, Tasty Treats? Used to go over there with my wife when we were dating.
Is it kind of near the Schlotsky's over there?
Honestly, I'm not sure. It's been quite a while since I've been down that way, so I couldn't tell you what it's near anymore. Back then, there wasn't much of anything around it.
See, that's just everything has advanced, and there's so many new buildings. I live in Clemson, and the neighborhood I lived across from, it was just a couple of houses, and now it's full-on blown up, and they've got their own pharmacy, their own butcher shop, a couple of restaurants over there.
It sounds like Asheville up here. You go up there, they've built more village, and they've got their own little city self-contained.
That's kind of what it is down there. I don't know if you know where Patrick Square is, but I live over in Camelot, so I was born in Clemson and then raised in Clemson, so over the time I've seen it progress, so.
Where I'm at, I was born and raised right here in Transylvania County, North Carolina, and I've seen it grow quite a bit in the 46 years.
I remember when Clemson was smaller, and now they're blowing up buildings and building bigger ones.
That's why they say the only constant is change. It's always going to change no matter what we do.
Very, very true.
I missed your name.
Ms. Hunter.
Hunter? Young.
I'm 13.
So there is another young man on here named Alexander. He's 13 and he just recently got his license also. So keep an ear out for him. KO4ULP.
His call sign you just said? Very much for that.
The traveler's rest and he's usually on here in the afternoon.
Try and catch up with him or try and talk to him one day.
Enjoy it. He's just recently got him a handy talkie so he can move around a little bit. He was working off a mobile radio that they made into a base station for him. I'm going to clear out of here for the evening and get ready to shut things down. It was a joy talking to you. And I will definitely listen for you on down the log. So you stay safe through this storm and try to stay warm. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s.
Stay safe. KO4BWO, clear.